Chunk and Joe had just came back from Canada to Texas and came back to rob more banks.
What bank are we robbing first?
I don't know.
Dan, I will be the lookout for Chunk and Joe.
If I ever see Chunk and Joe rob banks, I'm going to wring their necks.
I know that, but how would you sneak past the cops to rob more banks?
How will we ever do that? They're watching us like a hawk.
But we're gonna dress up like other people.
I am going to check on Chuck and Joe. Chuck and Joe are on their way to rob a bank.
Chuck and Joe are going to rob a bank on my watch.
There's your failure.
I'm going to go to the bank and stop them for good.
Count up the money we stole so we can get out of here.
We have about $200,000. We have just got robbed bad.
I think Chuck and Joe are going to come back and rob more banks.
I don't have a clue how they got past us.
I think they dressed up like different people, got inside, deposited a check, and they robbed the place.
If I ever catch those bank robbers again, I'm gonna bite their butts off.
Dad, I'm off to put up those. Does that say Chuck and Joe, the bank robbers, wanted? Chuck, I just saw those three cops out there looking for us.
Well, it looks like we gotta get out of here before they spot us.
Chuck and Joe, the bank robbers, we're back to wherever they came from. Hip hip hooray, hip hip hooray.
Those stupid fools think we went back.
We should hide down in the old house in the woods.
Good idea, they'll never find us.
It's been over a month when the bank got robbed.
Joe, now we have the perfect chance to rob the bank.
Chuck and Joe had disguised themselves as citizens of PA who worked at the bank. When they had a chance, they robbed the bank badly.
That's it. That is it. Next time, when Chuck and Joe rob us, we'll catch them for sure. Mr. Doug, I want you to go sign for the bank that you will be a security dog. Yes, sir.
Down at the Bank of America, world's most protective dog, signs with the bank to be a watchdog.
Joe, I have a plan to get past the big dog to get the money.
But if that dog sees us, he's going to bite our butts off.
I know that, but the dog doesn't know what we look like.
Oh yeah, but he knows what we smell like.
We're gonna stop those two guys before they go in and switch clothes with them.
Brian, go hide in the bushes. Someone's coming.
Punch, smack, bam.
The two guys just went inside to deposit a check, and before you knew it, the big dog Chase ran after them.
Now it's clear. Let's go in there and make our move.
Chuck, let's get out of here. The alarm.
I know.
There's cameras too.
What? The cops are coming.
Great, more trouble.
Just when their trouble got worse, a bear jumped through the door.
Roar!
Joe, don't move at all.
I'm fine, smack.
Joe just got hit.
Wait, Joe just got hit and thrown out a window by the bear.
Don't get me angry.
Chuck started running, but Ryan, the cop, tackled him. In the back of the police car, Chuck sits with Joe.
You two boys are looking at some hard time. If one of you two boys ever tries to escape, it will get worse. Now you You two boys will be in different cells, and my finest guards will be watching you.
Chuck and Joe have to do a daily list, and if they ever escape, they will have a nice, tasty seat in the chair of death. They both have to do a work for 14 hours a day.
So if I ever escape, you put me in a death chair? I have the perfect plan to escape. I'm gonna get past the cops and turn off the power.
Chuck had just passed the cops and turned off the power switch. We gotta run.
That's not just a runner, it's Chuck.
Chuck had stolen a cop car.
Put your hands up, we have you surrounded. You're going to have a little pain.
Dan put Chuck in the electric chair and turned it on, and 6 seconds later, Chuck was dead. Everybody was so happy that Chuck was out of their lives, and Joe is doing 10 years of community service.
Tune in next week for Chuck and Joe Strike Back.